Fantasy football fans, listen up. It's not too late to join the 450,000 people.
What?
Do you know what that number is?
Hell no, boy.
450,000 people that have already downloaded Draft.
I would have known that if it was like written out, just the way you said it.
450,000. It's hard to read 1,000 numbers. It's just hard. Yeah. Because you're thinking about 100,000.
It's like reading an unabridged book for summer reading in sixth grade. Tell me the abridged version, bro. I got things to do.
Give me that Spark Notes and let's get on with our day. But 450,000 people that have already signed up for draft this season. It's crazy. You get to play in a real live snake draft, but in just under 5 minutes, and they last just for a week. So you can join one right now. It's the best part of fantasy football is drafting. Feeling like you're the GM. When I used to play like Madden and stuff like that, I would simulate the season and just get to the part where I was drafting. Because the best part's a draft.
I just played Coach, the game Coach. They only had 1 year. It's Tony Dungy on the cover. So I just played him over and over.
That was a real game?
Coach. I don't know what it's called, but there was a coaching game. I played it.
That's freaking sweet. The best part?
I got a hot take on Tony Dungy if you want to hear it. Later, after you do the ad.
Okay, we'll get right to that after the ad because I don't want to waste people's time. So let's zoom through this ad because this is good stuff. The best part, play for cold hard cash and get this: your chances of winning are 80% better than the salary cap sites. So that's a lot better chance of you winning some skadoosh. All new players get a free entry and a real money draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use the promo code YANDH. That's YANDH. That's right. Play a real money game for free by using the promo code RADIO. And it gets even better. The draft is coming up. And I'm sure you're going to love it because who doesn't like a nice draft? A nice draft beer, a nice cold draft, you know, blow up the skirt of Marilyn Monroe while you're at it. Listeners get a money-back guarantee up to $100, so just search Draft in your app store, go to thedraft.com and play for free right now with the promo code YANDH, YANDH.
Wait, what is it, YANDH?
YANDH.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wow way we be.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm gonna win, and I'm gonna be happy, and I'm gonna be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Yo, so now we're in the show. Yo, we are. That was an anticlimactic theme music right there. But that's
like,
okay.
Oh, you were excited, but guess what? We got more ads.
We're doing something different because we're in Arizona right now.
Facts. We are. Tucson.
We're in Tucson, but
can we do our show dedication now? We have a very important music show. This is Young and Happy. This is Barstool Sports Music Program. We're talking very hot topics today. We're talking about your favorite musicians. We're talking about Rihanna, Kanye West, Billy Joel, Paul McCartney. We're talking about
Maddox, the Cash Me Outside girl, Garth Brooks, Jake Paul, James Corden. We're talking about young men's impotence, and we're going to cram it all into a beautiful show just for you.
That is what you call sex, drugs, and rock and roll preview. However,
sex, drugs, and racquetball.
That's a life some people choose to live.
Yo, racquetball or
it's
squash?
It's mostly sex.
You tell me right now, racquetball or squash?
Racquetball, bro.
Over squash?
I mean, dude, you never heard someone say sex, drug, and squash.
That's true. And squash, the ball just dies. Like, what? Why would you not have a bouncy ball? Like, why would you choose to?
It's an underrated vegetable. And people are like, yo, it's cool to be underrated. Well, not if it's for 10, 20 years at a time. And then it's like, you get tired of it. It's like, let me choose to be another one.
So we were in the middle of dedicating this show to our guy Chris Moss, and Chris Moss.
We're not talking about your favorite holiday, and if you're Jewish, we're not talking about your neighbor's favorite holiday.
But I want to know if Chris. So you have to let me know if what I'm about to do right now, because I want to simulate a squash game, and I could be the racket, you could be the wall, we could do it either way. But you have to let me know if this starts peaking. Okay, it goes a little something like this. Point me.
How'd that go, Chris? Chris Moss is our sound guy tonight. We're in a hotel. We're in the A-Loft at Tucson, Arizona. We're filming tomorrow for the Barstool 5th here on Snapchat in Arizona. And he is our sound guy. And we're dedicating this episode to him mostly because...
Well, get this. He was born in France, lived in Los Angeles, or lived in California and New York, and he chooses to live in Arizona.
Mostly because he's not the brightest guy we've ever met.
Different strokes for different folks. He just loves the taste of lizard, he said, and once it hits your tongue.
He's like, bro, I love cactus, but I'm too scared to go south of the border.
Yo, I had a cactus burger in Canada. Chris, have you ever had a cactus burger? He's never had a cactus burger. It was prickly. Yeah. But I felt sharp afterwards, to be honest with you.
I like that.
I love that. So let's get into some of these topics, then we can talk about ourselves, because I think the people need to know about what's going on in the world of music, and some people are just dying to hear what we have to say about the world of music.
Yo, that's one of the overwhelming topics that I came across on the internet while searching topics. People want to know what Young and Happy's saying. Like, these guys are going dark, man. These guys don't care about us anymore. It's not true.
So let's start off with the most important news in music today. Maddox signed a record deal.
Okay, so your boy Maddox is from Philly.
Yeah, he's white a rapper from Philly.
He gets in fights with Lil Uzi Vert. He's got a sick name. I don't know his song. I mean, can we play a song?
Now we in the building, so overwhelming. Oh, you know the feeling.
That's actually, that gets played at like 1 o'clock.
And the overwhelming. Yo, because he's a legend right now. And
okay, who gets more rap groupies in Philly, you or Maddox, hypothetically?
I don't even think that that's a question. I think that Maddox is getting hand jobs, over the pants hand jobs.
How old is Maddox?
In his 12s. He's in his like late 12s.
That is true. 12s. When you're like 12, like when you're 12, like your whole year is like there's parts of it. There's like I'm in my 12s. Like it was just like fall of 12.
Philly's what he's repping.
Wow, we gotta get him on.
He signed to Warner today, and the Cash Me Outside girl signed to Atlantic. Cash Me Outside, how about that? Signed to Atlantic Records.
Are you talking about Bad Barbie?
Yo, she is kind of a Bratz doll, isn't she?
I mean, she's definitely a real-life
Bratz doll. She is the Z of the Bratz doll. But are you mad that these people are signing to record labels?
Are you accusing me of being mad online?
I don't know. Are we online right now? Are you mad over the airwaves?
I'm mad via podcast. Listen, it's funny that you mentioned that, Ron. I'm pissed. You know why?
You're pissed?
There's people who've been working their whole lives, talented musicians, working in the basement of their grandma's home, playing the piano, looking like nerds, smelling bad. Because they
playing
love
the organ.
They love real music. They
in
care,
the basement sounded
they
like
care
a
about,
fucking...
They care about stanzas.
Church.
They care about church. They care about crazy stuff that no one else cares about. Also, they can be serious musicians and make the world better with music. And then you got a guy like Maddox from Philly, a white rapper from Philly.
Maddox sounded like a fucking private eye. Maddox.
He just sounded like a real, real underfed bull.
Bull. Yo, but you just said bull, and that just shows Philly's reach, man. And Maddox at least is making music. He didn't make his money off Dr. Phil. Maddox is a legit viral buzz. We have to respect Maddox. We need to get Maddox on the program.
Wait, are you saying the Cash Me Outside girl is just a viral buzz? She's capitalizing her situation. You know how many more fights she had to get in?
Do you think that she's been scrapping since she started to get a couple scraps up off the table?
Bro, you watch TMZ?
Yeah. Every day.
Hell yeah.
6:30 to fucking 7.
Sometimes I wake up early just to watch TMZ.
Yeah, the 6:30 a.m. version of TMZ.
Because sometimes you get it first, you just like you feel like you got an edge on the rest of the entire pop culture world.
But
like,
that's
wow, did you see what David Spade set outside Catch in L.A.? Hell yeah, I did.
L.A. puts you at a disadvantage for that.
Because you got to wake up earlier. You want to see the 6:30 media takeout, you got to wake up at 3:30.
No, you can't go to bed.
You just got to start working for them so you know what's in the pipeline.
But you know what, Caleb? I'm not mad that Maddox got that money. And I'm not even mad that Catch Me Outside girl got that money. Because you know what?
You went soft.
Because I got soft. And that's why it brings us to our next sponsor, Cialis.
It's Cialis. What a product for men. It doesn't matter how old you are, as long as you're 18.
As long as you're Maddox's age. Matt, does Maddox need Cialis? Come on our show and answer the questions that everybody's asking. Yo, but here's why I'm not mad about them. I heard a Facebook rant about this. Man, I'm getting back into Facebook and it's sick.
Yo, how is that?
It's sick.
Is Facebook still popping?
It's super duper popping. It's more popping than your company Twitter, and it owns Instagram, right? So it's super duper popping.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't even know. But Maddox and Cash Me Outside Girl.
You're trying to deflect. You've been back on Facebook.
You're trying to
reconnect with some old teachers?
I want to know who's getting pregnant.
Why did you give me that beat, Miss Suzanne?
Did you have a Miss Suzanne too? Who's getting pregnant? But I saw someone ranting on Facebook. And
sexist of you to talk about who's getting pregnant because...
Guys can get pregnant. You ever seen the movie Junior with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito?
Yeah, twice.
Look alive, son. These people made a viral buzz for themselves, and they got popular over the internet. And record companies aren't out to be altruistic. They're not out to be giving to people. They're out to see who's getting fucking a buzz, who's making some money. And these people are getting a crazy buzz right now.
Yeah, you know who called this? DJ Academics tweeted it like 2 weeks ago.
Academics is sick, bro.
Academics might be the GOAT.
Academics is his eyes are so fucking peeled open that it's insane. It's the Clockwork Orange eyes. Academics is so woke that like nothing is slipping by him, and he's catching everything as soon as it comes out the chute.
The crazy thing is he looks like a meme for woke. But I'm not saying he is woke. I'm saying like that's what he looks like. And at the top, cherry on top, he's woke.
He's gotten such a bad rap. He had such a good rap, but then he like his Joe Budden show came out, and he started to be in front of everybody.
That's why you can't work with Joe Budden.
Yeah,
he's a negative energy.
That's actually a fact.
Yeah,
that's a sad fact of life. But he's doing his thing. Give us an ad read though. Read an ad for us.
We want to hear some Chubbies.
Yeah. Oh, are you're wearing Chubbies right now? I thought it was thighs out.
Yeah, you thought it was 7 days a week, 24/7, 365 days a year. The work week can be stressful. Boy oh boy, especially. When your legs are confined to a pair of pants, it just feels wrong to spend warm weather days in pants or worse, ill-fitting cargo shorts. Slip into something a little more comfortable and stylish by slipping on a fresh pair of Chubby shorts. Chubbies were built with your thighs in mind. Think about that for a second, then get back to me how you feel about it. First of all, the fabric is fantastic. It's got just the right amount of stretch and gives you a great range of motion. That's actually why I like them the best. These babies aren't going to hold you back. And let me tell you about their designs. They're unlike anything you've ever seen. The designs are just swell, my friend. When you put on a pair of Chubby shorts, you just feel like it's the weekend. But Chubbies are so comfortable, you're going to wish you could wear them all the time.
Can I say something? I want to say something.
I was going to do it. Can I just say something? But go ahead. You go for you first.
I want to jump in because I was talking about Chubbies with a friend of mine this week, my friend Mike Frayne, and he was...
Nice brag, bro. You got a friend named Mike Frayne. Cool.
Anyway... I'm talking with my friend Mike Frayne, and he was like, dude, there's like a paradox because your favorite pair of shorts, your favorite pair of Chubbies, never get washed because every day after you get home from work, you put on your favorite pair of shorts. So they're never getting washed because they're always on your bod.
That's why you need two. And let me tell you something.
Get two pair.
With chubbies.com/Caleb, C-A-L-E-B, promo code. You can get a free 2-day shipping on your order. That's Chubbies, chubbies.com/Caleb, C-A-L-E-B, to get your Chubbies in just 2 business days. So your friend can get another pair. That way he can wash one of them. That's chubbies.com/Caleb, C-A-L-E-B.
Caleb, I'll tell you what, man. First of all, what an ad read. Second of all, there's a reason that your name is on that ad read. You got some cachet around these college campuses.
You think that I'm being chubby?
I think you're getting jacked.
I will say
bro.
That I think I'm getting a little more. I've gained some weight.
You're getting jacked. You're wearing it. You're in that phase. If you're really gaining weight, you're wearing it where you're getting. It looks jacked.
Nice.
It's looking meaty on you. It's going to the calves.
If you're a guy and you got to be fat in one body part, what are you taking? Like you have to be fat in one body part.
Your calves.
But it's not muscle. It's fat. Like you, it's gonna look fat. It's not gonna look like, oh, those are sick calves. No.
Then my ankles. Give me cankles.
Really?
Or actually thighs.
Thighs is hard. It's hard to tell the difference, man.
Exactly.
It's hard to tell.
It just looks like a meat wagon.
Yo, I got a... It's
just a nice big meat wagon.
I got a wild take for you.
You got a wild, wild take?
You know where it's not bad to have fat? I'm not kidding. Your belly.
Oh, yeah. That's a good take.
I mean, that's it doesn't true. Look that bad. If you just had belly fat, you look good everywhere else. You got, you know, like your shoulders are looking kind of big. Your hips are looking like normal. Everything else is looking normal. Your chest look normal. You don't have man boobs. And you just got like a little bit of belly fat. Not a bad look.
Nobody's mad at that.
There's a lot of like successful athletes who have that look.
And you know what?
It's a baseball look.
It's a very baseball look. Kind of a quarterback look. Like what quarterback has abs?
Cam Newton.
No, Colin he doesn't. Kaepernick. No, he doesn't.
I regret starting him.
Cam Newton doesn't have abs.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Tom Brady's body is like...
Let's not compare Cam Newton and Tom Brady. There's a lot of quarterbacks, probably 25% of them look great with their shirts off.
You think Cam Newton has abs?
I follow him on Instagram. I read his captions.
What does he say?
No one knows.
He does have... Cam Newton's got a weird language. He's got a strange tongue.
I would like to have him on the show, but like... We won't release it audio. We'll only release a transcript of it.
And in his own language?
Yeah.
I think that's the only way to respect him. That's the only way to properly give Cam Newton some respect. But to circle back to tummies, it's bad if you have a hard stomach. But if you have a soft stomach, that's okay. That's just a note.
Oh, you're right.
That's just a note for people who are celebrating their gut. Celebrate your gut until it gets rock hard. In that case, then you start looking out for your gut.
That's actually a really good salient point for you.
That's just a way to stay young and happy. So I asked Loftus for Loftus is our point man. I asked Loftus for our for something that's going on in music this week, and he says that he doesn't really know what's going on in music. Loftus is like it's me, Ben, Caleb, and Loftus is on all these trips with us. And I said, hey, Loftus, why don't you give us a topic to talk about on our show? And he said that Garth Brooks wished his wife a happy birthday at their concert.
Wow.
And I said to myself, well, why haven't I been asking this guy for topics all along? So Garth Brooks, do you believe it? Chris Gaines' alter ego for sure. And if you're a young and happy ite, a.k.a. a listener who shall not be named. You already know that. But he's wishing happy birthdays to his wife. He's just, the stars are just like us, Caleb. I just can't believe that, that's the topic that he pulled up, because that's just... Sometimes news stories just crash over you like a beautiful wave and you can't stop laughing. He wished his wife a happy birthday.
Yo, do you think Chris is going to be a listener who shall not be named after he finishes recording this?
I don't think so.
He's listening that shall not be consented to listening right now. He has to listen. We're paying him to listen.
That's true.
But do you think so far, have we brought the heat enough, including the ad reads, for you to be like, I might tune into these guys without them paying me?
That was such a lie. That was such a lie. Oh, I knew you were going to be – I knew you were a nice guy from the start, Chris. Christmas. Like Christmas.
You know what that does, Ron? That makes it tough to perform in here for the rest of the episode.
Really?
It makes me want to. I feel like I got to turn up the heat.
I know if you want to hear someone try too hard for the next fucking 2/3. I'm about to try way too hard, Chris.
All right, Chris.
For you.
Stop thinking about what you were thinking about before, and from now on, now watch. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
So apparently they're trying to name a cryptocurrency after marijuana.
What's that called? The cryptocurrency?
Anyway, moving on to our next segment. Chris, how are we doing? Yes, no, thumbs
was that
up,
good?
Thumbs down.
Was that good?
Okay.
That's a podcast you listen to. That's okay. Something you sign up for.
He did the AOK symbol.
I subscribed to that newsletter. Let me tell you a story, Ron. You've done a couple stories.
Okay.
I'm going to read you some. Okay, so listen. Complex news. Music. Complex is a news source for basically music, pop culture. They do a good job. I think they do a great job. They might be our competitors in the future.
They keep it simple. Complex does.
Why? What's the joke there?
Simple,
oh, got
complex.
Got it. Sometimes the way you deliver something, like, that was a joke. I haven't got it yet.
But you knew that I was joking.
Yeah, I was like, the way you said that.
He's joking. He's proud of himself. He's over there patting himself on the back
this
with his mouth.
He's got his joking look on. Listen, this is from Complex's. So they're the this organization Pigeons and Pledges, like the old Rove to Barstool. So basically, I think they're a separate entity, but Complex owns them. And the reason I say that is because if Young and Happy keeps on this trajectory, and we keep getting guys like Chris on board, becoming listeners who shall not be named, we're going to be competing with Complex. But we'll give them promo for now. Pigeons and Planes. This is a title. I just want to read you the title of the article. It would be disingenuous of me to say I read this article. I just want to read you the title. Avril Lavigne is the most dangerous artist you can search on the internet. Subtitle. Antivirus company McAfee has named her the most dangerous artist on the internet. One spot ahead of Bruno Mars. Thoughts?
Can I just go in?
Jump in.
I don't even know where to start. First of all, of course she's the most dangerous. You know that fucking terrorists were trading information in like the comments of pictures of Avril Lavigne and Britney Spears? Like, you search Avril Lavigne and she's such like a stereotypical American character from probably like a decade and a half ago that terrorists are just going to be like, oh yeah, Avril Lavigne this, Avril Lavigne that. Like, they probably have posters of Avril Lavigne on every corner in America. But also, Avril Lavigne, she's on the scene. Ooh, she probably liked Green Day back in the day.
Oh, wow. But go ahead, but also?
And also, what was the rest of that story about Avril Lavigne?
Listen, man, McAfee.
Oh, McAfee.
I'm not talking about Pat.
It's McAfee Antivirus. So there's a documentary, as you like to say, or documentary, as I like to say. Documentary called Gringo, and you should watch it because it's about fucking McAfee from McAfee Antivirus, and he liked to get shit in his mouth. People would poop in this guy's mouth.
What does that have to do with it? The software.
Chris, are you fucking in now? I'm talking about people pooping in people's mouths.
Yo, this guy really, I feel like he's recorded a lot of cool podcasts, and we got to hook him with something.
I know. I'm like,
this next, hey, watch this. This is for you. Hey, this next segment is brought to you by Chris. We're talking about what poop is like when you get pooped in your mouth.
Yeah.
I want to know what your actual thoughts are on this.
Okay. I've thought about this before. And my main thought is when you really squish down the turd in your mouth, like, it has to squeeze out through between your teeth. And it's probably like a little Play-Doh. That, like, a little sliver of Play-Doh between your teeth as you kind of squeeze out the poop because your tongue is pressing it
Chris
out.
Chris is in. This guy is in.
I think that he's way too classy. He's way too worldly to appreciate Play-Doh poop talk. And that's okay. And that it's fine. He's from France. He's sipping on his Stella Artois. And he wants to talk about existentialism and the like. Chris, I just want to win you over so badly, but we will someday. Today might not be that day.
Well,
we know
it's not through average programming, and we know it's not through poop jokes, so we'll keep trying.
Maybe he likes ads, Caleb.
I heard that about you. All right, let's do that. And let me just finish this with saying, Avril Lavigne, you're talking about danger? You're talking about Avril Lavigne? What's the most dangerous thing that could happen? You die. That's the most dangerous thing that could ever happen, right?
Okay.
Something so dangerous that it ultimately leads to your demise. Avril Lavigne died and came back. Died. She did the most dangerous thing you can do and then came back.
Wow.
You know who else did that?
Jesus, Lazarus.
Well, you know what Jesus did?
Alabama
do?
Or Auburn against Alabama that one year.
Jesus hasn't gone viral yet.
Wow. Well, actually, Jesus, you could argue, was the first one to go viral with the Bible being highest-selling book. That's international virality.
It's not. It's Tony Robbins, How to Make 10 Girls Lose Their Weight in 5 Days.
That is a damn good book. Losing Weight for Dummies.
Yeah, audio book, put that over the top.
Yo, Audio Slave. This is a music podcast. I fruck with Audio Slave. Yo, but who do we have to read about? Or you want me to go in on one?
No, I want to tell you about my friends over at Oh, I actually do have a good one. Are you ready?
Yep.
Money Power Boots is the name of this ad. I'm pumped.
Money, power, boots. Money, power, boots.
No.
This is some good radio. This is,
sorry, the story about a girl
who got a world. Okay.
Money, power, a great pair of boots. You can have it all. Want to know how? Stop what you're doing. Go to the nearest computer. Open up your internet browser and type in the following. ThursdayBoots.com. That's ThursdayBoots.com. Pick out your favorite pair of beautiful handcrafted boots. Add it to your cart. Click checkout. Fill out all your personal information. Click.
That has a good rhythm. Click checkout. Pull out all of your information.
Damn. Click purchase on that.
Yo, Thursday boots are the shit, though. I have two pairs.
My favorite ad we ever did was back when we did Thursday boots B-boy stance.
That was a classic.
Thursday
boots are just that shit. I have a pair of black leather Thursday boots, and they literally make my whole basement smell like I'm a rich person. Like, they're so good and leathery that it makes it smell like I'm fucking Ron Burgundy talking about fucking a perfume or some shit.
Yo, isn't it wild that you can be real? Like, when I was little, me and my mom were like, I don't think we were like real poor in the sense of like, you know, we needed things, but we were poor to the sense of like, you know, probably lower class, right? We had a basement, a great basement.
But like a finished basement?
But isn't it funny that you can have a basement and be poor, but if you've got a two-story house, you're pretty much rich?
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put it below the ground, poor. But if you put it above the ground, rich. And also, you could have, like, a two-story house, but you'd be like, yo, I got, like, a three-story house because you got a basement.
Bro, I'll tell you what, though. In Philly, there's projects that are two-story houses. There's three-story house projects.
Really?
Single-house projects that are, like, that have green lawns and stuff like that. So it really, I think like if you go up to like Massachusetts or like anywhere in the Northeast, like when you drive through the hood, it's like these fucking tall fucking, I mean, they're kind of beautiful houses, but they're obviously just overrun with opiates and termites and fucking.
Mostly termites.
Bad humans. And also people who just couldn't get a fair shake in life, which just isn't fair.
You know what is fair? This deal I'm about to give you. This year, get a pair of boots that will last season after season. Get a pair of boots handcrafted with the highest quality materials and sold at the highest price. Get a pair of Thursday boots. Head over to ThursdayBoots.com and use the code FREESHIPTODAY with a 2, the number. FREESHIP, number 2, DAY. Money, power, and a great pair of boots. Only 2 days away. Amazing. I love Thursday boots.
Thursday boots are the best.
Shout out to my guys. And yo, also, hey, Chris, Thursdays, good day.
Good day, Thursdays.
It's a Thursday right now, Chris.
And one out of every 7 Christmases is on a Thursday. Yeah. That's a fact. People have been asking me a bunch on social medias and in person what I think about our mortal enemy, Caleb, your and I mortal enemy, Jake Paul, begging to join Barstool. So I'd like to call this segment, Our Thoughts on Jake Paul Begging to Join Barstool. He's taking a deep breath and sighing.
Jake Paul.
He's backlit with a beautiful light. You only see Caleb's silhouette as he starts to simmer and sink into his thoughts about Jake Paul.
Back when I was a little kid, I remember watching YouTube sensations in my mind and being like, wow, I'm super forward thinking that I could think about the future like this and know exactly what's going to happen about 10 years from now.
And back when I was a little kid, I was thinking about, man, do you think I'll be able to make it as a pro baseball player, even though, like, I really can't get on base in Little League because, like, I value their lifestyle and I would like to get their kind of money and not only that, but their fame and validation in just the world.
interior, Roan's dad walks into the living room.
Son, you're never going to make it in the major leagues in baseball. But, Dad, I want to. Son, your mom has something to say to you about this.
Splash! Mom drops bowl of soup into hot water.
Oh, Adam, get these silly thoughts out of your head.
Shut the fuck up, Karen! That was Roan's dad from the foyer.
I'm going to have a stroke.
Onomatopoeia.
Oh no, the dog's choking on a rib.
And you ate my ribs?
And scene.
Oh man, that was what you call Chris. Oh! Thoughts.
Beautiful.
He laughed. I got a smile out of Chris. We got a smile out of Chris.
Damn. Our work is done.
Should we call this episode Smile, Chris? We promise it's not that bad.
One smile more from Chris Moss. More Moss. I'm trying to make connections there.
Can I bring a story to the
No,
to the
bro, forefront? We have to talk about the... Are we not going to talk about the Jake Paul thing?
I think we should talk about the Jake Paul thing. People are wondering. They would have been real mad if we glossed over on that.
Yeah, we can't gloss that over.
Listen, Jake Paul. Just because you think you can comment on the Barstool Instagram.
Yeah.
And use our platform to try to elevate yours.
Yeah.
You little boy.
Yeah.
You little blonde-headed, selfie-taking, dog-looking, rich boy.
Little feather bangs ass having fucking, hasn't caught a wave in a month ass fucking, crunchy tunes listening ass fucking, low-fat popcorn snacking on ass fucking, trying to disrespect people whom you think you can get a psychological advantage on to make people whose opinion you value but seem to not value laugh ass having fucking stupid goofy bitch old head.
You bitch ass.
Jake Paul. Because if you want to even step foot on the Barstool premises, I promise you to God that you're going to have a Joker/Batman-style interrogation from me in a darkly lit room with a fucking single light bulb hanging from a wire that just fucking dangles back and forth. And I am going to shake you up, good cop, bad cop style, with my friend Caleb Presley.
We are going to put you up and put you back down, my friend.
We are going to shake you like a fucking Polaroid picture. You will be shaken, not stirred. This will be some different-ass James Bond shit. I promise you, if you step into the Terror Dome, you will leave with your head as a scrambled egg. That's a promise.
You bitch you.
That's a fucking promise.
Jake Paul.
But come across the threshold if you want to, and come run the gauntlet if you feel froggy, little toad boy.
If you feel froggy, jump.
Because
off a bridge, because I know you like care about you, bro.
I know you like to take on the name that we gave you, Snake Paul, and Snake Paul thinks that he's going to reclaim the phrase and call himself a snake. But remember, a snake will shed his skin.
Hey, and you know who else was a snake? The devil, but you're not that cool. I'm talking about Jake Plummer, and he sucked.
And the devil went up against Adam before, and guess what? Adam tied that fucking snake in a knot and fucking pistol-whipped a fucking cab driver with it and fucking drove to the airport, flew to fucking Geneva, and stole a fucking shitload of cash on your bitch-ass Jake Paul, so don't fucking try one.
And also, Adam committed original sin, so we'll call it a wash.
Yeah, that was original. Which is more than anything Jake Paul's ever done.
You want to hit an ad read?
Let me hit an ad read just so I can fucking seethe for a minute. Just so I can fucking let my shit cool off. You know, mybookie.com is one of my favorite websites. And I'll tell you why.
Are you sure, my friend?
Well, no. I'm sure it's not.
Sounded like it should have been something else.
Mybookie.ag.
AG, standing for Arts Are Great.
Antigua. A-G. And I'm sure that the web servers in Antigua are doing really well right now. But I know that the Eagles are only laying 3.5 against the Giants this weekend. And to be honest, I think it's a travesty. And if you're not going to mybookie.ag and laying the 3.5.
My friend, you must not have a computer.
Exactly. So you got to do it on your mobile, and you can with mybookie.ag. And ever since we started the podcast, people have been asking me a little bit about sports, and we broke the Matt Collins news, and so you know I'm an Eagles insider, and I'm going to give you the fucking skididayoop. You want to take the Eagles this weekend. It's a no-brainer, especially with the 3.5 points, because they're going to go and fucking demolish the Giants. It's a home opener. You know what's looking
funny about the Matt Collins news now? I was thinking about this today. The Rams are playing tonight. We said the Eagles were looking at receivers.
Uh-huh.
And this is way – if you haven't heard – so if this is the first time you're listening, we basically – I went to watch some of my former teammates from Carolina work out, and – I knew that the Eagles were there watching because they told me, they're like, the Eagles are here watching the wide receivers, and they gave me all these things about what the Eagles are looking for. Or what, I can't remember what I said on the podcast.
Carson Wentz was there.
Carson Wentz was throwing to the receivers, and I was like, yeah, I think they're going to look at like 4 of the 5. I can't remember what the stat was.
But it was Juju Smith-Schuster, Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp, and that's what I was thinking. At that time, when I was watching, it was Juju Smith-Schuster from USC, Mack from Carolina, and then I think it was like another guy, and it was Cooper Kupp. And Cooper Kupp, I mean, let's keep it very racial profile. This guy did not look like the guy who was going to be the guy.
And but it turns out
he's the most targeted receiver in the NFL.
It's crazy.
Cooper Kupp.
It's crazy. That was a special workout.
That was a special workout.
That was so a very Wentz was special throwing workout.
Juju Schuster, his current receiver, Matt Collins, and Cooper Kupp.
And Matt Collins had 3 catches last week, a hell of a week. And, I mean, if you're looking for an inside scoop, you're not going to find a better inside scoop than people who actually know the guys. People can pretend to be the source. We are the source. And we know the guy who says he's the source, and we're the real source. So you can source us for the real source of information, because usually people are asking, oh, you have the Patriots or the Steelers, Chicago or Detroit. Well, let me tell you this. If you're betting at any place, you need to go to mybookie.ag. And that's why I always tell people that mybookie.ag has been in business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses off the bat, and you're making money to do nothing. They have the fastest payout, seriously, just 2 business days. And you know who's going to win? Well, I do, and it's going to be the Eagles this week. So lay down some cash and win big today. I would recommend this service to my listeners because they pay. They've been good to me. They got in-game, live betting. They're rewarding. They got perks of an all-new mobile site. And so you can just do it off your phone if you don't have the fucking desktop right in front of you. So just join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Just use the promo code YAH, Y-A-H, to activate the offer. That's visit mybookie.ag to win. You'll play, you'll win, and you'll get paid.
I got a story for you. We're in Tucson, Arizona right now, okay? We'll transition. You got any other big ones?
Hell yeah. I always got big ones, brother.
My guy. I want to do this as last.
All right.
So let's do one more music topic, and then we'll transition into the last.
All right.
Pick your best one.
Media Takeout exclusive. Kevin Hart's wife seen smiling for the first time since Extortion mixtape. Looks like their marriage is going to make it.
Question mark, question mark, question mark, ellipsis.
Lots of dots in that sentence, and I might have left them out, and that's a misstep on my part, but Kevin Hart's marriage is going to make it because his wife smiled one time.
Wow.
So Media Takeout, can we look to you to do fucking good-ass reporting, or can we look to you fucking for some good-ass reporting? Because you smashed that.
Do you think that Trump, in light of recent news, and I mean, I saw... Tonight I was working out in the gym down here, and I saw that the guy from North Korea is like, you know, might be mad at Trump. Trump might be mad at him. You know, I don't try to get too involved. But do you think in light of how he feels like he's been represented, he might just transition and be like, I'm making Media Takeout the only source that can cover me?
Trump?
Because they're the only ones who keep it real.
Trump?
Trump.
I could see that 100%, but it would be tough because Kim Jong-un would probably say the same shit.
Who do you think Media Takeout mess with more? Who would they, if they could get a scoop about Jim Kong, or they get a scoop about Trump, who would you think they would rather get?
It's tough because both of them are so thick, and nothing does Media Takeout love more than someone who is thicker than a Snicker. And both of these men
with
are
picks.
Fucking
capital P I C S.
They got the fucking T. And these guys are both fucking thick. And so, I mean, it's really tough. Trump like
those got a nice derriere on him.
He's so thick. I don't know how he's so thick. And it really, truly blows my mind.
Eating good, bro. You eating them Trump steaks.
Yeah, that's drinking that Trump wine.
Yeah, that's how you get thick. You got to do some squats. You don't follow any Instagram models?
How much red meat are you eating?
Boy, not a lot.
Really?
I can barely digest it.
I heard 3 to 5 servings of red meat a month, which is tough.
That's probably me. I had one tonight. I had a steak tonight. I couldn't even eat it. I mean, really? I can't even chew it, bro.
You were out with the Wendy's people tonight?
Yeah, I mess with Wendy's hard.
I'm really looking out the window. I can see a Wendy's right
Wendy's
here.
Wendy's is my brand. Did you choice. Go to? You trying to go over there after this is over and get a burger?
I would definitely get a fresh, never frozen. Yo, but did you go to Wendy's with the Wendy's people?
Went to dinner. Yeah, they took us out to Wendy's.
Would you get a baked potato?
It was a super rare Wendy's that they serve beer.
No way.
It's not true. I was going to take that to the next level and tell a whole elaborate story, but
I would have enjoyed that.
But think about it. Like Wendy's might have got been like. Like, we don't serve beer. We don't support alcohol. Who knows what they support?
I would have facilitated your bullshit,
I would look like the
though.
Bad guy. I mean, we can talk about something else and just make something else up.
That's all right. You don't have to bullshit. Don't feel obligated. All right, you had this big story that you've been trying
okay, so
and
it's not
dying
a,
to get
no,
to.
No. I just wanted to do it last. It's not necessarily the biggest story of all time. Okay, so what we tried to do today, who knows if we did it well. It's hard to keep track nowadays. Millennials, you know how it goes. Also, listen here, booger. But
did we also ask if porn was making men impotent?
No.
Fuck. All right. Do you want to get to your story? All right. Rolling Stone is asking the important
question.
Which
is why it's on the music podcast.
Is porn making men impotent? And
the answer is yes.
Is that simple?
Yeah. Come on. We did the porn awards not even a year ago. 6 months ago, we went to the porn awards. We learned a lot about porn. Porn's not good for you. Porn is bad for you.
Are you saying that all the people at the porn convention look super unhealthy? Or what are you saying?
I'm saying the porn is bad. I mean, shout out to Asakira. Shout out to my guy Kieran Lee. Shout out to porn in general. But it's not good. It's not good. There's nothing good about it.
I mean...
The only good thing you can say about porn...
I think anything in moderation can be good. Like, I think you're saying, like... If you went to the heroin convention,
it's not good for sexual potence. How about that? Unless maybe like.
I mean, if you're a porn star, it probably is.
Yeah, well, something to think about for sure, Chris. I mean, this, all I'm saying about this story, the impotent story. I mean, of course it's making. I mean, if the story's about people who are addicted to porn, they are sexually impotent. Newsflash, it probably doesn't matter if they're potent or not, because if you're addicted to porn, it's going to be tough for you to get a girl, or a guy for that matter.
It says thousands of men claim that porn addiction has led to erectile dysfunction, but many in the medical community are skeptical. And right under this picture, it says, quote, a lot of guys I talk to say they can't seem to get it up anymore because of internet porn, says Gabe Deem, who started the website Reboot Nation. A lot of guys can't get their dick hard anymore because of internet porn.
So what? So the doubt is just like they think that maybe they're actually just impotent because that's genetically how they are, and it's just like they also are watching porn, so they just attributed it to that faultily.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but these guys might just not be sexually attracted to the women that they're having sex with, like they're sexually attracted to the porn stars that they're masturbating to. Am I getting too deep in this? Let's move on to another
subject. No. Think about it, because if you're super into porn to a point where you can't do anything else and like you're addicted to it and you can't like live your life, you're probably a good person, but you know, it's gonna be hard for you to find someone of the opposite sex who's like super interesting and super attractive. It's not really, if you have the picking, like you're in the top echelon of girl and you can pick pretty much any guy you want. Probably not going to go for the guy who's addicted to porn. So if you're addicted to porn and you got a girl, she's probably pretty ugly.
Yeah, and like you might be dragging her along, Chris. I know that you were in the you talked to some of these porn guys before, and what they started from a young age. And what else can you tell us about these porn guys?
people?
In what term?
What did you see in a correlation from addiction to porn and what these porn guys were talking about?
And also, what's your favorite subcategory?
Well, porn leads to, you know, divorce.
Murder?
Well, also murder. But it leads to divorce because...
Hot take, Chris.
Yeah. Very hot take. Divorce because, you know, as you said, they don't see their partner as they see the porn stars, you know? And that just leads to divorce or just not being attracted to your partner. And many of the people who are sex addicts in the sex rehab facility were just not socially adept. They just weren't communicating with one another. They were just in their own world.
So just to clarify, you worked at a sex rehab facility for a little bit.
Just to explain what it is. Yes, I was not admitted. I was only working there for the day. Just to be clear.
No, I'm not trying to put you on blast. I just wanted to let people know what you were talking about. So you just know about these porn guys. And
well, Ron and I mean, not to say you're wrong, but Ron and I are also friends with maybe some of the most famous porn stars in the entire world, men.
Men, some of the women we have been friends with.
We went to the Porn Awards and hung out with the top porn stars. Also, Kira was our tour guide. She's the top Asian porn star, and she introduced us to the likes of all types of names that were famous.
Sergio El Nino.
Yeah.
Young Page Views.
Kieran Lee. Madison Ivy.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, we could go on for hours. We could go on for hours. But what we're trying to say here is these guys, I mean, they had it all together. Kieran Lee, I mean, I follow him on Instagram. I think he lives a better life than most people I know.
And that's a testament to porn. So if you just even try porn once, you'll probably wind up being super rich and famous. So
it's also bad. It's also not a good thing.
Oh, okay. Also that. But Caleb, I've been holding you off from getting your last story off. But before you do, I'm going to hit this last ad read. And then you can get your final story of the day. And then we can get the hell out of here. By now, everyone knows that Dollar Shave Club has amazing razors for only a couple bucks. I've obviously been a member for a while because I can't stop talking to you about my Dr. Carver shave butter. Wait a second, am I reading off the script? No, I'm just going off of my brain because that's how I actually feel and what I actually know. And you know what? I love my shave. What you might know, and I didn't, is that Dollar Shave Club also has products for pretty much everything else in the bathroom. Body wash, shampoo, hair gel, lip balm, everything. So as soon as I heard Dollar Shave Club has stuff other than razors, well, I had to get on board and I was sold. So at the store, there's too many options and you can't tell the difference between anything. But just like their razors, everything is super high quality with the Dollar Shave Club. And they left me looking and feeling amazing. From premium ingredients to sophisticated scents, Dollar Shave Club is changing the game. So if you're like me and you're sick of the nonsense in the store, now it's time to try Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, DSC basically is giving away their shit shower shave starter kit to members for only $5. And their starter kit features their executive razor. Free trial size versions of the most popular products. I'm struggling right now. But you know what? That's because my shave is clean. I'm slack-jawed right now because I'm so relaxed because I had that shave butter. And I use the body wash. And I use the one wipe Charlie's butt wipes. And you can also receive that executive razor, which includes their premium weighty handle and a full cassette of cartridges. And their first box of replacement cartridges are sent for only a few bucks a month. This offer is exclusively available at DollarShaveClub.com/yah. That's DollarShaveClub.com.
Cable Club.
Dollar Shave Club.
You're usually a good ad reader. That wasn't your best.
I'm a good ad reader. But you know what? It's late at night.
It is late.
We're in Arizona.
Keep going, boy. You got my next door.
Exactly. We're fucking doing it out here in Arizona. We're lizard hunting. We're drinking Oktoberfest beers. It's been a super long work week on another road. But here we are in Arizona, man.
Here brings me to our final story of the day. Tucson border agents arrest five after finding meth people hidden in cars.
Wait. Meth people?
That was a direct quote. Tucson border agents arrest five after finding meth people hidden in cars. That's from Tucson.com.
What are meth people? There has to be so much goddamn meth going on out here that it's insane.
Yeah, bro.
How is... I have to ask this. How is the population of Arizona only like 6 million people when Phoenix is one of the biggest cities in America, one of the six biggest cities in America?
This
one, but we also know
top
like,
40.
And we also know like five other cities in Arizona, like Scottsdale, Tucson, fucking Tempe.
Go ahead, bro. Come on, bro.
I have fucking cities on fucking Glendale.
Boy.
Like, we know all these cities.
Tucson's in the top. This is like the 32nd biggest city in America.
We know all these cities, and there's only 6 million people in this entire state. Like, we only know two cities per every state. Because
they got a high death rate from meth.
You know what? We know a weird amount of cities in Ohio.
Sandusky.
Dayton.
Cleveland.
Columbus. Cincinnati.
Mentor.
Canton.
That's all I know.
But I'm saying that's a ton of cities.
Did we say Columbus?
Yeah, we said a lot of C words. But it's
did we say Miami?
We haven't even said Miami. But it's a testament to how many... We don't know that many cities in most states.
No.
We just don't.
We're just bad at it.
What? How many cities in New York do you know?
I mean, one? No, two.
Albany?
Oh, that was Albany and New York City.
How many do you know in North Carolina?
Every single one.
Okay. How many do you know in New Mexico?
Albuquerque, Santa Fe.
And how many
do you
know?
That's pretty good by me.
That's not bad by you. Right, that's a pat on the back. Let's quit while we're ahead. But meth people? You're only going to find those in Arizona. Or maybe New Mexico.
You know what it is? It's LPO. Backwards.
Is that what meth people is backwards?
Yeah.
Wow. I always wondered.
That wasn't even
that
my voice in reverse.
Backwards.
I just did that thought in my head.
Yo, do you ever think that Russian is just
them like fucking around?
US talk backwards? You think it's just like American talk backwards, Russian?
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier today.
Have you ever thought that?
I was got in a wormhole. I was on YouTube. I was watching Jake Paul videos, and all of a sudden I was like, what? I'm watching conspiracy videos about Vladimir Putin's language.
Bro, do you want some popcorn?
Sure.
It's white cheddar.
What, is this like a practical joke? We're doing a podcast. Why you want me to drink popcorn on a podcast? You want me to shut up?
I just wanted to make an observation about how, isn't it weird that like when you eat popcorn, like it just gets, a piece of popcorn will get stuck so deeply.
So you
were
trying to frame me.
It'll get so deeply stuck in your teeth that you won't know what tooth it's on. You'll like be picking in your mouth and like you'll feel the popcorn in there, but you'll be like scratching on a completely different tooth than the popcorn's actually on. Like popcorn will get so stuck in your teeth that it's absolutely insane.
Yeah. I got caught. I wish I wouldn't have done that. I ate one. All right. The reason I said the Tucson story, aside from the meth people, we're in Tucson, Arizona. It's late at night. We're recording tomorrow. It's Thursday night. We're filming our next Barstool 5th Year Snapchat show on Friday. Basically, what we're doing is we're grinding on the show. And today, when you hear this episode...
Producer Ben, can you put in the song, Because I'm Out Here Grinding?
If you don't put it in the original version, it means that you're slacking.
Because I'm out here grinding.
He's not slacking.
Yeah.
No, but we're just working on a new show, and... You know, of course, we'll appreciate if you listen, if you watch it. It's on Snapchat, but it's on the Discovery page to find it. But what are your thoughts, Roman? We're 4 weeks in, a month in. We haven't done our fourth show, but we're basically a month in to the Snapchat show. What are your thoughts? How do you think it's gone so far? What can we improve on?
I think we're doing well so far. I think that it's interesting being out here on the road. It's fun being out here on the road. What do you think about being on the road? You've done it before. This is a new experience for me, so I don't really know what to expect. It's old hat for you.
Yeah. Well, this show is a little bit different because the way we're doing it. I mean, being in a bus is obviously a little bit different than living in hotels and flying cars and whatever, helicopters, insert type of travel, land or air here, even boat. But it's been fun. Being on Snapchat's weird. Like, it's like a weird form to be. It's a weird place to deliver jokes. It's like delivering jokes for kids with ADHD. Not even kids, but just like, it's like quick jokes, like quick thoughts.
The
quick
whole
jokes.
Look is the whole look is very ADHD.
Yeah, like, but
you can't really let anything develop. It has to be like quick hitters. But is that going to be how the world consumes things in the future?
I mean, but you got to admit, it's like a unique challenge to be. It's like, can you? Okay, so you think that you've accomplished like the art form of being funny inside of a 5-minute man on the street? Can you make a 3-minute video funny that's like 6 seconds a clip? Like, I would say this for our show.
So the final form, excuse me for interrupting, but the final form of what you're talking about would be like being funny in like 7 seconds, which would mean that Jake Paul is the
funniest
god.
Guy of all time.
Is the GOAT.
I mean, he definitely hits that right him and amount. Luke. He's got the right amount of funny and the right amount of like quick. But I think the crazy thing about this, like for anyone who's like into it and you really do, you know, you care about Barstool and you care about us and you care about Snap, I think if we would make any one of these four, but definitely even last week, probably the most, the episode that's out today, if you would take that footage that we got from last, I mean, we film all day. We go out and we film all day. And you make that
talking about 10 hours of footage. 10 hours of footage at least.
Yeah. And you put that into a 5 to 10 minute Barstool video with our best stuff, unedited. You know, it doesn't matter if it's
no
a little random.
Or no fucking Snapchat filters going on it.
It's just a normal Barstool video. It's the best Barstool video we've ever done, you and I.
Every weekend, you're saying?
Every single weekend.
I can definitely agree with that. We're putting out crack rocks.
And it's just interesting to see that kind of get shifted down into what is the Snapchat show, which is like, I mean, it's just a little bit different content, but I think it's a unique challenge. It's really cool. But it's weird to be like, yo, we're really, you know.
And let's just say, Ben has been doing a great job, and let's give a shout out to how humble he stayed. Yep. I really think that Ben has just been the humblest guy since he's gotten any sniff of success.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
There's guys who can handle it, and there's guys who can't. And that's a guy who...
Oh, my gosh. He stayed so down to earth and so humble. And I just don't think he's let a lick of it get to his head. And for that, we applaud him.
You gotta say now, you're beefing with Ben.
Huh?
You gotta say you and Ben are beefing over hotel choices.
What do you mean?
About... Apparently, you didn't let him get his room on the second floor last time.
Wanted a room on the second floor.
You made him be a pedestrian on the first floor.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So,
but you also did. You stayed on the second floor, too.
But I didn't know that there was a beef happening. Hey, I would have taken the first floor.
Why do you think you...
Quicker out for the earthquake.
Yeah, yo, you got earthquake this week.
I got quaked hard.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
All right. So, anyways, watch the Snapchat show. Chris... Feel like we didn't have you at first, kind of got your attention in the middle, and then we let it fall at the end.
And then we lost it again. Chris, we very much appreciate you. We love you. We love you, listeners who shall not be named. Check out for us because we knew where our first weeks were going to be. We went from Georgia to Clemson to USC to Arizona, and now we don't know where the fuck we're
going
to go.
No idea where we're going next week.
So look out for us, and we'll be coming to a place right near you. It's Young and Happy.
Jump out your car in the middle of the street. Open up the trunk. Let the bass beat. Go ahead. Go ahead. You gotta walk up in the club barefooted. I like that booty. You know where to put it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Now, mama, you look so professional. I'm following you, sweating you. I can't believe. Let me see that booty work, booty work, booty work. Go ahead. Go ahead. Now let me see that booty work, booty work.
look at her, look at her. She got the boots with the fur, with the fur. Let go, come on, baby, keep on doing what you do. Let go, come on, baby, keep on doing what you do. Now, mama, I can see that thong on you, the DJ play this song for you. I'm trying to drive my stick shift all over the curves. Say word. If you keep playing with my fitted, we gon' get it, get it, get it. Girl, I represent the nappy for a click, so I know that you heard. Say word. Nappy boy. Now let me see that booty work, booty work, booty work. Trying to do, you see me? I'm trying to keep it jumping, jumping. Girl, I got a Chevy with hydraulics, and you reminding me of up and down, girl, you know what's happening. What's happening? Crown of applause, applause. Keep that booty clapping. Them other girls lacking what you packing, and you got them embarrassed by what you got from your parents. I'm trying to see them shorts spread apart. I ain't coming up short, Kevin Hart, Kevin Hart. Now take off. Next to me, but first you gotta let me see that booty work, booty work.